Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 15th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. WhatsApp announced that users in Brazil are now able to send and receive money in the app using Facebook Pay. Transactions will require a PIN or biometric authentication, with no commission fees for consumers. Businesses will pay a 3.99% processing fee to receive payments. Users link their WhatsApp account with their Visa, MasterCard, or debit card, and local partners at launch include Banco do Brasil, Nubank, and Sicredi. Facebook did not announce future plans to roll out the feature to WhatsApp in other countries, only committing to continue rolling out Facebook Pay on Facebook. GitHub CEO Nat Friedman announced that the code hosting service would switch from using the word master to main to denote the main branch of a repository. The move comes as other projects also work to remove terms from code libraries with either ties to slavery or racially loaded terms. The Android open source project, the Go programming language, Grammarly, and the curl download utility are among those who've changed whitelist and blacklist usage to allow list and blocklist. And LinkedIn developer Gabriel Casapo said on Twitter he's working to update Microsoft's internal software libraries to make similar changes. The Drupal CMS project was one of the earlier adopters of this language, having changed master-slave terminology with primary replica back in 2014. In April, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission created a draft mandatory code of conduct that would set terms for digital platforms to pay news media for use of their content and create a body to level fines and binding judgments for violations. In response to the draft code, Facebook rejected the new rules, stating it had a healthy competition with news organizations and that there would not be significant impacts on its business if it stopped sharing news altogether. Facebook said it and Google were being unfairly singled out, and proposed a Australian Digital News Council that would mediate complaints from news organizations based on the Australian Press Council as a model, rather than creating a separate regulatory body. Bloomberg reports that Google has countersued Sonos, claiming the smart speaker company infringed on its patents. Sonos originally sued Google in January for alleged patent infringement, claiming that Google used information about its technology while the two companies were collaborating to develop its own smart speaker line. Google now says Sonos made false claims about the shared work and alleged that Sonos is using Google's search, software, networking, audio processing, and other technology without paying a license fee. Zoom says it suspended meetings and the Zoom accounts of three users because it did not have the ability to block participants in meetings based on country. Zoom had suspended the account of two U.S. users and one in Hong Kong after China complained its citizens were participating in illegal meetings. Zoom says it will develop the ability to block participants by country and will not let Chinese requests affect non-Chinese users in the future. ByteDance announced it planned shutdowns of two of its apps, Vigo Video and Vigo Lite, across all markets, having already shuttered the apps in Brazil and the Middle East. These apps allowed users to create and share short-form sketches and lip-syncing to Bollywood songs. ByteDance says it will help users migrate videos to TikTok before their shutdown in October. According to mobile analysts, the apps had a combined 5.5 million monthly active users in India. Apple launched new financing options on products through the Apple Card, now offering 0% financing for 12 months on Macs and iPads, with 6 months financing on AirPods. Purchases still qualify for 3% cash back on Apple purchases, and accessories bought with iPads or Macs are included in that 12-month financing window. Apple Watch is not included, and Apple launched 24-month 0% financing on iPhone purchases back in December. Walmart and Shopify announced a partnership to add 1,200 Shopify sellers to Walmart's third-party marketplace by the end of 2020. Walmart's marketplace will remain invite-only, with all sellers vetted by the company. In Q1, Walmart's marketplace site grew at a faster pace than Walmart's overall web business. Back in March, Computex pushed its annual Taiwan trade show back from June to late September due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That rescheduled show is now rescheduled again for June 1st through the 5th, 2021. Warner Media is simplifying HBO branding. It will get rid of HBO Go, since most customers who use it can now use HBO Max instead. The HBO Now app will remain available, but be renamed to just HBO. And HBO Max will become the main app, though it's not available on Roku or Fire TV. Those users can only use the HBO app. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration announced the Automated Vehicle Transparency and Engagement for Safe Testing, or AVTEST, initiative to create a voluntary online platform for sharing automated driving system on-road testing activities. The goal is to eventually provide a public-facing site with testing locations and activity data for autonomous vehicles. Fiat Chrysler, Toyota, GM-owned Cruise, Uber, Waymo, and the states of California, Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas are expected to participate. And finally, OpenCore Computer launched a PC called Velociraptor, which comes pre-installed with macOS Catalina and Windows 10 Pro as a, quote, zero-compromise Hackintosh. The system can be configured with AMD Ryzen processors up to 16 cores, 64 gigabytes of RAM, and an AMD Vega 7 GPU starting at $2,199. OpenCore is only accepting Bitcoin as payment. Apple's end-user license agreement forbids third-party installations of its software, and any commercial Mac clone is a violation of that agreement, as well as the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Apple sued and won a permanent injunction against the company SciStar for selling Hackintoshes back in 2009. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.